meeting of the Security Council on Friday why he invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter for the first time since 1971.
We are at a breaking point. There is a high risk of the total collapse of the humanitarian support system in Gaza, which would have devastating consequences.
The UN Secretary General told the Security Council Hamas's brutality against Israelis on October 7th, quote, can never justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. About 200,000 Israelis have been evacuated from their homes and communities near the border with Gaza in the south or Lebanon in the north. Linda Gradstein reports from near Jerusalem.
All of the evacuees have been living in limbo in hotels and guest houses all over Israel, including the Ya'arim Hotel at Ma'ale HaChamisha outside of Jerusalem. They say they don't know when or if they will feel safe enough to return. Or Amar Ashush is from a community very close to the Gaza border. She says nobody can promise them that another Hamas assault won't happen. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Ma'ale HaChamisha, Israel.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday told soldiers who had fought in the Ukraine war that he would run for president again in the 2024 election, a move that will allow the former KGB spy to stay in power until at least 2030. Putin, who was handed the presidency by Boris Yeltsin on the last day of 1999, has already served as president for longer than any other ruler of Russia since Joseph Stalin. This is VOA News. Teams of veteran negotiators fanned out Friday at the United Nations Climate Conference with orders to get the strongest, most ambitious agreements possible, especially on the central issue of the fading future of fossil fuels and a dangerously warming planet. The leadership of climate talks, called COP28, sent out four pairs of veteran and high-level ministers to push countries together on four key but stubborn issues as the summit went into a second week after a day of rest on Thursday. Taiwan's defense ministry says it has spotted a Chinese surveillance balloon in the Taiwan Strait, along with a large-scale movement of military aircraft and ships, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Taiwan says the balloon passed over the northern port city of Keelung on Thursday night, then continued east before disappearing. Taiwan has threatened to shoot down such balloons, but the ministry did not say what, if any, action was taken. Taiwan adds, as of Friday morning, 26 Chinese military aircraft and 10 Navy ships had been detected. It said 15 of the aircraft crossed the median line that's an unofficial divider between the sides. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden's son Hunter is facing new criminal charges for alleging to fail to pay $1.4 million in taxes while spending millions on a lavish lifestyle, Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
The document said Biden earned handsomely during this time, serving on the boards of a Ukrainian industrial conglomerate and a Chinese private equity fund, among other roles. But instead of paying taxes, he, quote, spent this money on drugs, escorts and girlfriends, luxury hotels and rental properties, exotic cars, clothing and other items of a personal nature. The indictments push the country towards an unprecedented spectacle next year. The son of a sitting president facing criminal charges while his father campaigns for re-election, likely against Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, who faces at least three upcoming criminal trials of his own.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Panama's Trade and Industry Ministry has ordered Canada's First Quantum to end operations at its lucrative copper mine, the firm's unit in the country said on Friday. The ministry sent the unit a formal advisory. It must, quote, end extraction, processing, refining, transportation, export, and sales activities at the mine, it said in a statement. It must also take measures to secure the facilities and avoid environmental damage at the site, the miner said. The government order comes after Panama's Supreme Court ruled last month that First Quantum's contract to operate the mine was unconstitutional following months of protests. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Right now, VOA 1.